For this Wednesday, March 18th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting it. Mount Vernon High School Athletics is ushering in a new era for Wildcat boys soccer with the announcement of a new coaching staff. School officials say Oluwatobi Ojo has been named the new head coach, joined by assistant coach Xavier Angel. Together, the duo brings a mix of international experience and strong local ties to the program. Coach Ojo, originally from Nigeria, developed his game at the professional academy level and later competed as a semi-professional player in England. He brings more than a decade of coaching experience across high school, club, and collegiate levels. Athletic leaders say Ojo is known for developing players both on and off the field with a focus on technical skill, tactical awareness, and personal growth. His vision for the program emphasizes structure, accountability, and steady development aligned with Mount Vernon's level up philosophy. Joining him on the sidelines is a familiar name in the Wildcat community. Assistant coach Xavier Angel is a Mount Vernon graduate and former standout player. During his high school career, Angel earned 4 all-conference selections, was named team MVP 3 times, and received academic All-State honors on 3 occasions. He was also a 2021 All-State selection, a 2-year team captain, and helped lead the Wildcats on a sectional championship run. Angel went on to continue his career at Kentucky Wesleyan College, where he served as a 2-year team captain and earned multiple academic All-American honors. He has also competed at the semi-professional level and remains active in the sport. The Evansville Westside Nut Club has approved more than $115,000 in new donations to local schools and nonprofit organizations. During its March meeting yesterday, the Westside Nut Club authorized $115,600 in funding for 24 area schools and community groups. That brings the club's total charitable giving for 2026 to nearly $595,000. Earlier this year, the organization distributed more than $105,000 in January and then an additional $373,500 in February. Club officials say the donations are made possible through strong community support of the annual Westside Fall Festival, as well as its popular half-pot drawing. In this latest round of funding, schools in Posey County received a total of $10,000, with 10 different schools each awarded $1,000. The Westside Nut Club, a longtime civic organization, has spent more than a century reinvesting festival proceeds back into the community through charitable giving and volunteer efforts. Officials say qualified nonprofit organizations focused on education, public service, outreach, or community development can apply for funding through the club's official website. The Indiana Department of Transportation is inviting the public to the Black River Welcome Center ribbon cutting event next Thursday, March 26th at 10 a.m. This will take place along I-64 at mile marker 7 at the Black River Welcome Center. Westbound traffic should use exit 4 at Griffin to access eastbound I-64 traffic to the Black River Welcome Center. The University of Southern Indiana is hosting a conference this week focused on better understanding and supporting autistic individuals who have limited or unreliable speech. The university's Disability Resources Office is partnering with Optimal Access Incorporated to present Rethinking Autism 2026, Synchronizing Connection, Regulation, and Communication for Learning. The 2-day conference will be held tomorrow and Friday in Carter Hall inside University Center West on the USI campus. Organizers say the program will focus on the experiences of autistic individuals who are non-speaking, minimally speaking, or unreliably speaking. The event aims to encourage a shift in how autism is understood through what organizers describe as a neuromotor and neurodiversity-affirming perspective rather than approaches that focus primarily on compliance. The conference is open to a wide range of participants, including self-advocates, caregivers, educators, and healthcare professionals. Organizers are also encouraging school administrators and other decision-makers to attend with the goal of discussing broader system changes and long-term support models. Registration is required to attend the conference. Today in local college sports, USI Baseball plays at Bellarmine at 2 o'clock. Evansville softball has a conference doubleheader at home versus Indiana State at 2 o'clock and 4:30. Purple Aces Baseball welcomes Southeast Missouri State at 6 o'clock. From the NBA last night, the Indiana Pacers lost to the New York Knicks 136-110. 6 different Pacers scored in double figures in the loss, led by Jairus Walker with 16 points and TJ McConnell had 10 points and 10 assists. Indiana has lost 14 straight games, and they are now 15-54 on the season. The Pacers play again this evening at home versus the Portland Trailblazers at 6:30. That's news and sports for this Wednesday, March 18th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the Newsing Time online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. I'm Jevin Redman, reporting for Posey County Radio News.